A Massachusetts agency has approved plans for a major urban renewal project in downtown Springfield. The State Department of Housing and Community Development has approved the disposition of the former Court Square Hotel, a six-story building in the heart of downtown Springfield that has sat vacant for decades as several redevelopment attempts fizzled. The action by the state agency clears the way for the eventual transfer of the property from the Springfield Redevelopment Authority to a private group of developers who plan a $51 million restoration project that will create 74 rental apartments along with space for retail stores. Mayor Dominic Sarno said the approval marks a significant milestone in the advancement of the project.
The shot in the arm was to get that historic building back to its grandeur, and that's what we're going to do. And that'll mark another initiative that some people said would never happen in the city of Springfield.
Even in the middle of the coronavirus public health crisis, city officials and the developers have conferred regularly in an effort to keep the project on track, according to Sarno.
Yeah, we're anxious to get going, and that's going to move forward.
The project is being led by Wind Companies of Boston and Opal Real Estate of Springfield. In February, Michael O'Brien of Wind Companies said final funding for the project had been obtained from 9 public and private entities.
I would say without hesitation that it will be a reality, that it will be restored to its former glory. It will be adaptively reused in a manner that's consistent with all the planning that's gone on for the city of Springfield.
The city of Springfield is putting up $4 million and MGM Springfield is investing $16 million. The announced timetable for the project calls for a groundbreaking by the end of this year and a construction period of 18 to 24 months.
So we do expect that by 2022, somewhere therein, June through the end of that year, the project will be ribbon cut, and we'd be actively doing lease up prior to that of the units.
Housing construction is allowed in Massachusetts under the current state of emergency. Governor Charlie Baker has said it is essential that work continue to address the state's severe housing shortage. The Court Square developers plan to negotiate a project labor agreement, essentially collective bargaining with local building trade unions, that occurs before a general contractor is hired. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.